This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 816, AM 930, The Answer, and a great, great, great group of radio stations across the country and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Thank you so very much for tuning in and chiming in wherever you're at. And, of course, you can do that by going to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and send us a direct message there. Or go over to Facebook, the Captain's Group, and send us a direct message there. You'll see it. You'll know you're there when you see all the different comments and my picture there and all that stuff. But a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Let's not forget, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That's our truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers and our suicide jockeys and more. And also, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're on MeWe. We're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captain's America, Captain, add an S to it, America, all lowercase. And then there's our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And over at our website, you can hear the program. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear the program over there streaming live, going right straight to the satellite, right here from the radio station. That's what it is, our web stream. And then when the radio show is done, about 30 minutes or so later, you will hear the program start up again and play the entire show for the next 4 hours over and over and over again on a stream that stays there all day long playing the program. So it's like you never missed it. And that's our syndicator, GCN, doing that for us. And we thank them very much. And we thank you very much. And, of course, our podcast is over there, too. And some other different things. The Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Okay. On the phone line, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and the host of a great program called Military Matters. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you this Thursday.
Yes, sir. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I'm ready, Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United,
States
of America,
and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
One nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice,
For all.
And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those words, under God, because our great country was formed with Judeo-Christian values, and we will not let you forget that. Now, Colonel, right off the bat, we're going to take a caller because we got things to talk about. Let's hit the caller once. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, gentlemen. Eric in East Tennessee.
Here's trouble.
Here it comes, man. Here it comes. Hey, real quick, gentlemen. Good morning first. Thanks for taking my call. Sir, you were talking, Captain, you were talking about, you made mention about the Russians.
Yep.
Purchasing munitions.
Yep.
Dummy munitions.
North Korea.
From North Korea, correct? Okay. Mm-hmm. They're basically using old Soviet era templates for the manufacturing of these munitions.
Yep.
Right? And everybody's looking at, oh, well, Russia can't do this, Russia can't do that. They've had issues with their cruise missile systems, their targeting systems, yada, yada. Now, interesting, I'd like to get the colonel's opinion on this, or just his perspective.
Sure.
Because, you know, he launched, you know, many things downrange out of a tube that went boom. So here's the situation. According to the article I read in the New York Times regarding this, and there was an interesting comment made by the Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly.
The one from Rhode Island.
Correct. She had affirmed that if China uses their CCP-owned semiconductor company to sell chips to Russia, which would violate the sanctions, that she would, she would ensure that China did not have access to, quote, American technology used to build their semiconductors, close quote. Now, isn't it calling the we're supporting the Communist Chinese Party, okay, and their business, global business ventures, and if they sell to Russia, we're not going to allow them to sell or to do business globally. Now, I thought they were, what, anybody remember this thing called Wuhan? Anybody remember this thing called genetic weapons systems development that they've been working on for almost a quarter century now? I'd just like to get the colonel's perspective on that. And thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. Have a good morning. Simplify.
All right, very good. And before we go on with that part of it, Colonel, Gia Raimondo is not a reputable person. She has been known to tell a story or two. She pretty much left Rhode Island under less than 100% circumstances, if you get my drift. And she's just not a reputable person. And I got a whole bunch of people listening to me from Rhode Island that will tell you that for sure.
Captain, and she's one of many serving in the Biden administration that fit that description. But in answer to him, his concerns are right. And quite honestly, her empty real threat to China doesn't hold much. China holds the cards on this. You know, the Biden administration announced, I think it was yesterday, the day before yesterday, that they were going to make money available to American-made manufacturers of semiconductor and microchips. And that's pennies too late. And it wasn't, the way to go wasn't the federal government. It was to encourage that industry.
Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more. Computer just shut you off. Hold that thought. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, sir, buddy. And remember, the Captain's America Third Watch, a product of American ingenuity, a product of Make America Great Again, a product of Keep America Great, a product of America First. And that's what we're all about here on this program. And my pal, my compadre, my guest, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, is right there in that corner, aren't you, sir?
I am.
Yep. Now, I want you to tell everybody what it is you do with your Republican Liberty Caucus.
I will, yes. I'm the chairman of the Mantee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Which is chartered, we're not chartered or affiliated under the Republican Party. We're chartered under the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus, which in turn is chartered under the National Republican Liberty Caucus. So we've got a national presence. Over half of the states have chartered state organizations, and Florida's far and away the largest and most influential of all the state chartered organizations with just under 1,000 members. And we've got chartered counties in every corner and in Central Florida. So when we do endorsements, and we do endorse the primaries, it makes a difference. And we sponsor events and things like that that have a good draw, which is why you'll be joining us on the 24th of September at the Braintree Convention Center when we have our second annual Constitution Day breakfast celebrating the United States Constitution. As the Republican Liberty Caucus, and we invite groups to do that. Ticket sales end on Saturday, so they got to go to Eventbrite, second annual Constitution Day breakfast. Get your tickets now so you can have a table and join that. We have some fantastic speakers. Every one of them was endorsed by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Every one of them is a great speaker and a great fit to talk about the United States Constitution, from Congressman Byron Donalds to Representative Anthony Sabatini, William Montague, and my representative, Tommy Gregory, and our master ceremonies will be Bob White, our state chairman, and America's Third Watch, Captain Matt Bruce will be there with us as well. And I'm excited for that reason by itself.
Well, I'm excited to see the people and shake some hands and say howdy, howdy. And some of the people you got there, I would like to meet and talk to as well. So there you go. It's all good. Still there? All right, it's all good. All right, let me throw this out there because I want to get into Joe Biden. Joe Biden has been tripling down on his anti-Trump MAGA rhetoric to try to energize his base. It's all he's got. If he can't get his people out to vote because they're not excited, they are not going to win. They're going to get crushed at the polls. And he knows it. So he's out there, and he's just barreling along, saying stuff that just is, it's not really what you would expect to hear from Joe Biden, but he's saying it anyway. But here's what's going on. Trafalgar Group, in partnership with the Convention of States, we know who they are, right?
Right.
Has a new poll out, and it's not looking good at all for Joe Biden's latest tactic of vilifying millions of MAGA Americans as threats to this country. Now, Biden is going at it hard and has been for more than a couple of weeks now, capping it off, of course, with his primetime speech. Well, that was a mistake that he made right there, the primetime speech, because a poll was put out and likely voters were asked what they thought about Biden accusing his political opponents of an extremism threat that threatens the very foundations of our republic and our way of life. Well, a majority, a big majority, 56.8% of likely voters said that the speech represented a dangerous escalation in rhetoric and was designed to incite conflict amongst Americans. I can't disagree with that at all.
Yeah. Biden himself is a lost political soul, but he's being advised and he has hired and appointed folks in his administration that are sycophants for the far left progressive movement. And they won't give up on this. Their last grasp is to try to excite the far left progressives, which is a pretty small, a small percentage of the party, but it's a small, certainly an even smaller percentage of Americans. And those that they call MAGA and they vilify are a very large percentage of Americans. Even some that didn't vote before are going to be excited and will vote in races across the country now. Hey, Captain, there's something I want to throw out there because I think it's worth thought. I haven't heard it on here because it startled me. I knew it was true. But did you know that Joe Biden's net worth in 2018 was $11 million, and it's now $55 million. And the net worth for criminal Hunter Biden is $230-some-odd million. That is a crime syndicate.
Did I know that? Did I know that? Yes, I did, and I've talked about
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I told my wife that. She jokes. She goes, well, she is a doctor. And she said it in jest. I was laughing because she knows, I know, America knows that you don't get that, you don't accumulate that kind of wealth. One, being a person that calls yourself a businessman, you're in a criminal enterprise, as was Hunter Biden. And how does his mother, Jill, Dr. Jill, surmount that amount of wealth in that short of period of time? And where is the president in all this? We don't know. But maybe, just maybe, after November, we'll start to do some discovery on this and a great deal of other things to include what we talked about with Dr. Fauci and all the frauds and the collusion that was done with social media. Because once social media becomes an entity or a government agent, I'm sorry, all bets are off. You have surrendered any protections you have despite whatever laws that were created by a left-wing Congress to protect you. You have surrendered your protections, your First Amendment protections. You're a government entity. So, hey, come to November, we're going to have, unlike the political charade that is the January 6th committee, we're going to have some real things that will hopefully move us forward to protect us from real dangers to the United States Constitution and to America.
I agree with you. Now, a majority of the people in this poll, 56.8% of the likely voters, said, of course, that the speech represents a dangerous escalation in rhetoric and was designed to incite conflict amongst Americans. Now, 35.5%, a difference of 21.3%, said it was unacceptable, that the campaign messaging was going this way during an election year. Now, 70.8% of the Democrats were involved in that polling. So half of the Democrats don't agree with their own leader.
Yeah, and even it was been indicated that even the internal polling by the administration indicated that his show that he put on this last week did not go over very well. And so they were faced with this. Okay, as we go back and I said, no, we can't go back on it right there because it'll look like we weren't telling the truth, which America knows, obviously, that they was not. It wasn't just simply exaggeration. It was just outright a bunch of lies is what it was. And so what do? Well, in that case, you say, well, you take the alternative choice. You put yourself between a rock and a hard place. You double, triple down on the garbage that you're putting out there. And I'm sorry. Americans are not buying that bill of goods.
Well, this poll that was conducted, the Trafalgar poll, along with the Convention of States, was stacked plus four Democrats. So it's important to know that when I tell you there's a 21.5% advantage for the Republican conservative way of thought, that this is significant, that you've made some headway with the Democrats. But here's the other part. They've lost. He's lost the independents. Only 26.7% approve of what he's doing. 64.1% disapprove. And that comes from the latest poll that they've done along with the YouGov poll.
Yeah, and in many of the key races around the nation, including many here in our own state of free state of Florida, the independents are going to be the key. They are, because they have a big chunk of the voting population in many of these swing states, like Pennsylvania, like Florida, and they can make a huge difference. And I think that they're losing them. They're losing them. And so I think the swing in the next couple weeks is going to go towards folks like Oz instead of that crazy guy, Fetterman, up there. And it's certainly not going to play in the favor of Chris and his run to unseat America's governor, Ron DeSantis, here in Florida. And it's not going to play well with Rubio's challenger down here.
Oh, you mean the one that voted to defund the police, Val Demings?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
That one.
Okay, Colonel, let's see. What time is it here? Can you stick around for another segment?
I'm staying with you, Captain.
All right, thank you. You hang in there. Folks, we'll be right back with more with the Colonel. And when I come back, I got just a little bit more before I move on to Steve Bannon. He's in big, deep trouble. Big trouble. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Memphis, Tennessee police say they have arrested a 19-year-old repeat offender, randomly shooting and killing four people and injuring at least three others in eight crime scenes Wednesday afternoon. Suspect Ezekiel Kelly was broadcasting on Facebook and has been arrested. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland.
If Mr. Kelly served his full three-year sentence and four of our fellow citizens would still be alive.
Miles Sanderson, one of the two suspects in a stabbing spree in the Canadian province of Saskatchewan, has died. Police say he went into medical distress and did not recover. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and Dr. Anthony Fauci, plus 50 others, have 21 days to turn over all communications with social media platforms. A lawsuit by two states are accusing them of collaborating with social media companies to censor free speech. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, we are coming right back with more from the Colonel, but until we get to where we have more with the Colonel, we have a brand new sponsor to welcome aboard. And let's see if we can get this to do what it's supposed to do. Because if it does, then you're going to hear from them here in just a second. Here we go. We'll get her going.
Hey, it's the Captain. I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4600.
Now, the good thing about the good Dr. Bill is, number one, if you're military, he can help you because he was a MASH doctor. He was a doctor with a medical unit in the service. So he's been around and seen that type of injury. And the type of injury that I had was similar to someone who had been wounded, who had taken shrapnel or something like that, and then the wound years later got infected. And I was running the risk, I really was, when I first went to him, of losing my left leg. It had gotten that bad, and I couldn't get anything or anybody to correct the problem. It was just patch, 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 shot here, shot there, shot here, shot there, and nothing was really working. Well, I'm happy to report that he has not only saved my leg, but he's made my other leg, which was starting to get bad, better. Matter of fact, it's completely healed. Ah! So my right leg is 100% the way it's supposed to be. My left leg is getting there, but without the doctor, the good doctor, I would have been in big trouble. So check him out at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. The phone number for him is 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615. And don't forget to tell him the captain sent you. All right, he's a great guy. You're going to love talking to him. and getting to know them. All right, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is back with us. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Before we move on, I got Mary on the telephone line here. So, Mary, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I wanted to say that this young man, Mr. Fetterman, running up in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
I know he had a stroke and everything, and the guy that comes on the radio after you do doesn't seem to think that he has a chance to win because he's, quote, infirmed. Well, let me tell you, the fact that we have Biden in there right now is proof of the pudding that you can have an infirm person in office. Because we do have one there right now.
Turnout.
So I wouldn't count on that.
Turnout.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, it's all about turnout.
Yeah, she's right. And it's funny, the comparison she made, and there's some truth to that. Yeah, Fetterman has finally agreed to debate, details to be determined with Oz. But there is a condition. He's got, other than the problems and the stroke and all the other questionable things with his health, he's got hearing issues and all that. So he's asked for certain captioning to be done. He's a very interesting, quirky guy. The fact that he is the Democratic Party's nominee is just, that alone, it's not surprising anymore, but boy, it says loads about the quality of folks that the Democratic Party is shipping out there in certain races in certain places.
Now, we need to talk about Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
And the trouble that he's in. Now, he was involved in a Build the Wall project where he was a fundraising effort, where he was asking people to send money to help build the wall down along the U.S.-Mexican border. And everything was going along pretty good. They'd raised $25 million, which was enough to at least get things started where they were at. He told the donors, made the mistake of saying all the funds would go towards construction. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he said, well, I'm going to take $1 million out. It was a little bit more than $1 million because of my expenses that I put in here and this, that, and the other, and this is what I'm going to do. Well, somebody didn't care for that. Somebody brought it up. I believe it's a charge in Texas that went against him at the state level, and he is about to be charged today, and he's going to have to show up and surrender to the authorities, or they're going to come find him.
Yeah, the road to hell and to prison can begin with all the best founding good intentions. If Steve Bannon had stuck to his job description as a political advisor, he would have served himself well, but he didn't. He got hasty, he got careless, he got involved in something which was kind of political gimmickry, and unfortunately he enlisted others to help him, and I'm sorry, he's in trouble because he made mistakes, he got out of his realm of expertise, and his defense isn't going to hold up. This doesn't bode well for him. I will be surprised if he doesn't serve some prison time.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, are there political motivations to prosecute him? Absolutely. But are there actual real criminal reasons for prosecuting him? Yes, I do believe there is.
Mm-hmm. Now, I said Texas, but I meant to say where he faces the charges right now. Texas could come in next, by the way, because that's where the wall was.
But yeah, New York
where he faces the charges, and he was pardoned by the president. But unfortunately for him, the pardon by the president does not protect against state prosecution.
That's right. And he probably would have faced some federal charges for this, this same, which is a crime. Hey, if what you do with your own money, I have no problem with that. But when you use other people's money carelessly, that's unforgivable. And the worst thing is that he has given ammunition to those that, like Biden, that throw everything into the MAGA ring and want to clump everybody together. And that is the worst thing. The folks that he was supposedly trying to advocate and support and further, he has hurt the most. And to me, other than using other people's money badly, that is the greatest sin, the political sin involved in all this.
Well,
he hurt our cause.
He faces some other legal woes because he was convicted in July of contempt of Congress, where he still could wind up spending 2 years in a federal prison.
Yeah. Now, and we're all in contempt of Congress, but not in this regard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying, and I agree with you. By the way, did you see the Obamas return to the White House yesterday after Donald Trump ignored the tradition? He didn't want to see him there to have their portraits unveiled and all that. But Biden was there, and he was more than happy to welcome them with open arms.
Yeah, at least externally he appeared happy. But this was after a series of two or three days that talked about the underground and not-so-underground disputes between former President Obama and Biden as vice president. It's there. He's not fooling anybody. It's there. They can put the happy face on this in the White House and write in Michelle and another first lady who's become infinitely wealthy along with Barack Hussein Obama as a result of having been president and all that. And so, that is what it is. It's not what it appears to be on TV or what Obama and Biden made it appear to be. But they got he had no other choice. Trump took the right choice. Of course he wasn't going to be there. Why would he? That would have been crazy to do that. Obama probably thought, well, I'll do this only because I have to, not because I want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looked like he was having a good time, though.
Oh, go for it. Well, he's an actor. He's a political actor. So, and he pulls it off where Biden can't.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of why Obama was elected twice, is because he's very good and presented himself as something that he is not. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be the guy to bring America together the first time. Remember that?
I do.
How did that work out?
It didn't.
Yeah, we've had enough uniters, not dividers.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's go with little Dr. Fauci, because he, along with the White House press secretary, Karim Frenchie Jean-Pierre, and other top Biden administration officials, were resisting efforts to obtain their communications with big tech companies that they must hand over the records as ordered by a federal judge. He gave them 21 days from September the 6th to turn it over. This is U.S. District Judge Jerry Doty, and he ordered the government to quickly produce the documents after it was being sued by the attorney generals of Louisiana and Missouri over a collusion case with big tech firms such as Facebook. And the initial discovery, released on August the 31st, revealed that more than 50 government officials across a dozen agencies were involved in applying pressure to social media companies to censure their users.
I did. And once those big tech companies become an agent of the government, as they did, Facebook and Twitter, all bets are off. You're an agent of the government. You are. You lose your First Amendment rights.
All right, my friend. I will see you on Friday down there in Branson.
All right, see you tomorrow, Captain.
Yep, thank you. Day. All right. That is retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Republican Liberty Caucus. There's his group. And don't forget to check out him.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's on my mind is I'm just sitting here thinking, and you know how they always do this to you in the morning? On comes a breakfast commercial. On comes a breakfast commercial. So it's like, oh, my goodness, why are you doing this to me? So I know where I'm going for breakfast, but that's a top secret. Jeff knows where I'm going, but he won't be there because he's stuck in Sarasota. So I'm not going down to Sarasota, but I'm going to stop by at our usual place there, Mr. Jeffy. All right, well, let's hear from Ron Edwards with an Edwards notebook.
My fellow Americans, let's face it, regime leader Joe Biden, every Democrat, along with their great pretender lackeys like Mitch McConnell and others, are literally out to get us. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Before you squishy Republicans who would rather move on from Donald Trump just because the leftist Democrats in government, the media, entertainment, academia, and the church would all rather compromise with those hell-bent on our destruction rather than stand and fight for what is right. I get it. The war being waged against we the people and our exceptional nation way of life is difficult at best. But here's the reality. Because good men and women have done far too little in the past years, evil men and women are seemingly having their evil way. The southern border is wide open for invasion. The thugs who assault decent sovereign individuals are rewarded with freedom, while Joe Biden threatens patriots with more powerful government weapons. Fox Broadcasting's Britt Hume and others encourage Republicans to dump Trump rather than learn from the example Trump set by actually fighting for liberty. We must also seek God for guidance, but he will not support weak. and droopy compromisers. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty. Well, if you know about Ron Edwards and you know about his website, theronedwards.com, then you probably have seen Constitutional Grounds Coffee. All you got to do is go over to the website, theronedwards.com, and look at the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display. Choose the type of coffee that you want to have and order it, and you'll get it. And it's good because I got it right here. It's in my Turvis Tumbler cup that was given to me by Dominic from Dominic's Blinds a few years ago. Let's see. Delicious. Don't believe me? Ask George the Godfather. Delicious. Because Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Go over to theronedwards.com, Constitutional Grounds Coffee, and there you go. Order it, and you'll look back and you'll go, boy, why didn't I order that sooner? Okay. Now this portion of the program brought to you by our friends, my good friend Dominic down at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Stop by and see the gang down there. It's always a pleasure to be able to go there and have a chat with them. And one of these days, hopefully I'll run into them again at one of my lunches when we start up next month in October at Mixon's Fruit Farm with our regular first Thursday of the month lunch. So, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. By the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget that if you're sitting up there in Timbuktu, Alaska, or wherever you're at, they can help you. They may have a part that you might need to fix your blinds, your shades, your shutters, or maybe you want to order something brand new. They'll have that, too. They'll ship it right to your dooryard. And don't forget, if you're here locally in the Tampa Bay or Sarasota area, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. I'm going to have to get a hold of him because I got a blind that I got to have changed to something different. I've got those big, long blinds that you pull open that go across, you know, like the whole windows, triple set of windows. So I'm going to probably replace that with something a little different. And I'll see what they got, and we'll go from there. But you can give them a call, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment, service, or just visit the store. 941-922-2345, 941-22-2345. One more time, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. And there you go. Now, not to be outdone, but the Health and Human Services have said that Florida's Medicaid ban for gender-affirming care is likely illegal. Really? Really? It's not a state's rights issue? I think it is. I think it is. I don't know why they're saying what they're saying. But then again, who can believe the opposition anymore? And by the way, don't ever call them the loyal opposition. There's nothing loyal about the Democrats. Nothing loyal. They're not even loyal to themselves. If you get out of line, if you twist one way or the other, they are going to come after you. They are going to come after you. Believe me when I tell you. And a number of people have had to find out the hard way. But it is what it is, right? You reap what you sow. Elections have consequences, folks. And we better get it right this time around. Come November. We better get it right this time around in the midterms. We are setting ourselves up once again for failure if you fall for the nonsense coming from the Democrats on the left side of the aisle. I've heard a lot of stuff, and if it sounds too good to be true, and it's a Democrat saying it, it probably is too good to be true. Think about that for a minute. as we move along. Senator Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, says he will not support the marriage equality bill. Not surprised. He's very devoutly religious, and that just doesn't go along with his upbringing and his way of doing things, and it doesn't make him a bad guy. It just makes him a person with principles. You can think about that a minute. By the way, Putin, Vladdy Putin, says it's going to be impossible to isolate Russia. Russia will turn to the Middle East for any help that they need with oil. You can't isolate us and not ship us oil and natural gas that we need to have. Okay. In the meantime, who's the one that turned off the gas pipeline to England? It wasn't the Brits. It was Russia. Because they're trying to hold the Brits and the United Kingdom and the European Union hostage for the way that they've been talking and treating Russia. Well, you reap what you sow there, Mr. Putin. Did you hear about China? Well, China's ambassador to Australia is hinting about the takeover of Taiwan. Oh, boy. Look out now, right? Okay. Get ready, America. It's about to get real. Get ready. Here it comes right now.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Live outside Mar-a-Lago, where we've taken over the capitalist news network, formerly known as CNN, and we've got rid of Fredo 1 and Fredo 2 and Brian Stone. Uh-oh, live from the Vatican. The Vatican has just reported that they're so happy America has stopped murdering babies, and they want to say, and they say that the LGBTQ is an unholy, ungodly thing against the Lord, and they come against that, and they call Putin a Hitler for killing innocent people. Wow, the Vatican has really stepped up today. Uh-oh. We're back live in Washington, D.C. at the Capitalist News Network, where we've found out Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and all the rest of these fake Republicans aren't standing up for the American people. Oh, the Capitalist News Network has sent everyone out to the border to see that Joe Biden is letting illegals in illegally into our country, bringing their disease, their no work ethic, and to kill Americans on the road. Wow, wow, the Capitalist News Network has really turned over, and now we're called the Capitalist News Network, reporting true news. Biden didn't win. He's a disgrace to America. Your gas prices are through the roof. And by the way, let me switch over to football. If your team hasn't won a Super Bowl, the quarterback, Dan Campbell and Detroit.
All right, the computer cut Todd off. Too bad, so sad. Meantime, I got to tell you, tomorrow in Bradenton, American Legion Post, I'll tell you more about it tomorrow. God bless America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.